It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles here live at y'all, doing it big. You know what's up, what's up. It's a winning weekend. Yes, 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 I'm trying to get to the studio, trying to do it big here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So let me go ahead and bring in my guests.
Hello.
All right, all right. What's up? How you guys doing tonight?
What's going on with it, Mr. DJ ATL?
Drop it, drop it.
Oh, wow. I actually got the squad in tonight. How you doing, man? Welcome back. The squad. Hey, how's everybody? I'm glad for y'all to drop by.
Yeah, we heard you was giving us a lot of love, man, so we thought we'd slide through, checking on you, see what you was up to.
That's cool. I appreciate it, definitely tonight. It is one of the trap nights. Just got you coming from an event where I can say it was an event, but it was also a sad event at the same time because we had a young man that's being missing by one of the boxing association here in Atlanta, president. His son has been missing for about a week now. He's kind of mentally challenged a little bit. He has not took his meds, and he's been missing all week, and we got the whole city looking for him, so he was actually looking for him. Actually, Mr. Dula the Butcher, also one of the legendary wrestlers, and a whole bunch of people did a little organization party today, and they were helping us to try to locate him. So that was a great thing. So I just
Absolutely.
Want to let everybody know that. That's what's up, and that's why I'm kind of not on time on the show, not trying to get there. I'm trying to get back home somewhere so I can station the show. But I am so honored to have the squad back on the show tonight. It's a high honor. I'm going to go ahead, and I need you guys. Definitely appreciate y'all guys. And I definitely let you guys roll this shit while I try to get to my location. So I'm going to go ahead and pass my ball to my man and let it roll. Go ahead.
AJ, the
yes, the AJ, the squad.
You over there doing, Queen?
Hey, baby. You doing nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just like old time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like some deja vu around in this much.
See, listen, I told the rest of them y'all should have came. You should listen. You should tell him, come on through, say
hey, wait,
hi.
Wait, when I see another one popping up, let me help him out a little bit.
Hello, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hello, lady.
Who was that?
This is Destiny from Virginia of AJ and the Squad.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's a lot
doing
going
pretty
on
good.
In the world.
Hello, DJ ATL. This is right there. Hello, DJ ATL. How are you? Okay.
He in traffic right now. He on his own.
He's in traffic. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he in traffic right now. He was at an event. They have something going down on in Atlanta where they have somebody missing mental health.
Oh, okay.
Right, and they weren't on their medication. So our prayers go out to the individual.
Yes.
He said the name too fast, so I know he'll repeat it and tell us again. But our prayers go out to this individual. And hope that they find him safe and well.
Yes, yes.
That's
definitely,
right.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely for sure. Yeah. Definitely for sure.
Yeah.
Well, how's everybody else? What's going on?
Anybody else out there want to talk? We'll press that one. We'll let you on in. I see y'all over there. Press one.
What's
come
going
on,
on
talk
everybody?
To hello.
Who is that?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, well, what's going on?
How
that's
you
the
doing?
Boss. What's
hey,
up?
Hey,
boss
man.
What's going on,
know,
sir?
Right? All right, sir. How you doing?
Oh, we all right. All right. We heard that
right.
Mr. DJ ATL was giving us a lot of love, so we thought we'd come back, visit, say hi. You know,
there you
give
go.
Love and show, you know, show support.
Ray, we had us over light bag in the car.
No, go ahead, sweetie.
I said, I'm glad we had us a little overnight bag in the car. You know we spend the night. But
well.
But you know, hey,
well,
that's just who we
I,
are.
You know, I was in my Superman pajamas, and I just had
I'm
to go get my Clark Kent
right?
stuff on real quick.
They was looking good, too. I was trying to see how far
well,
you
well, you
fly.
Know, it's my favorite onesie. I ain't going to lie.
I like that one.
You know,
tonight has been good to you.
Hey. Y'all so cold.
Yeah.
Now, see, what's going to be funny is when we tell all the rest of them how much fun we had and what they missed out on.
Yes, exactly. I don't believe they're going to believe it.
They are not.
Well, Destiny, you know what? It's still early. What you should do is
hit them with
the 911. Just tell
them
come
I
through.
Will. And you know I will.
Yeah,
tell them come through and say hi.
Yes.
You got some music
you
and everything.
You know I will.
Huh?
Hey, let me see what I can find.
Oh, no. Just see what's going on. But we still got things going on, so.
Yes.
For all the listeners, 424-243-9617, the lines are open. Please join us.
Let's see what Lil Johnny talking about. Talk about Lil Johnny.
Who?
Johnny Gill. Let's see what Johnny talking about.
Okay. Let's see what Johnny Gill has to
my love and my sun arise. drowning in your ocean. Let it rain for you and me. Oh girl, let me be your number one. I'ma be real. You're killing those hills. Lose your crown, then leave them all.
Okay, but we have company, we have listeners. But yesterday was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Mr. Joe Green.
Yes, yes.
You want to talk about Mr. Joe Green just for a second?
Of course. So Mr. Joe Green is a fellow here in my community who has been battling cancer. He has actually named himself the ambassador now for having the age reduced for me and getting tested for cancer.
That's right.
And like he said, had he waited to the approved age, he would not have been here today. When he found out he was 5-6 years before his age to go get tested, he was already in stage 3. So, you know, he just said he just wasn't going out like that. He went on and got checked. Oh, it was gone. It came back. It was gone. It came back. So now he's fighting it now, but it hasn't stopped him. He's coaching football teams.
Amazing man.
Raising his kids. He's got a promotion entertainment company going on. He's got clothing line. He is an amazing young man.
That's
right. He said he is not claiming it. He said he is not claiming it. I like this song so much I tried to play it again. I'm sorry, y'all. But he said he refused to claim that, and that right there is probably helping a whole lot, having that kind of spirit right there.
Right there. You were trying to say something, Mr. C?
Yeah, definitely. That man continued to fight. Definitely inspirational and strong individual. Strong individual.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yo, you should see what's coming next, because she has a real roster going over there. I told her earlier, I need like 10 more of you. You know, like if we could just clone you and then, you know, maybe call up Judge Dredd and them and see if we can borrow the Genesis program real quick. You know, according to the movie, in 8 hours, we could have like a whole army of queens. You know, imagine what we could, woo.
No, man.
You know? Well, yeah, because I let some of the other, you know, individuals during certain days of the week, you know, well, okay, well, we have a queen for you, but it's going to cost you just a little bit. You know. How you doing over there, Destiny?
I'm doing okay. Queen, did you see that I sent that out?
I saw that, yes.
What are y'all doing? Telling jokes behind closed doors?
No, behind closed doors. No jokes. Just a 911 call. That's
no
all
fair.
I
can't participate.
Oh, yes, you can.
Hey, listen, I got my whole head in front of my face, Rock. You can't see.
Go ahead now, 424-243-9617. Press that 1. Come talk to us.
That's right.
For y'all
right now who are confused, everything is okay.
Hello, 850.
Hey, everybody.
DJ ATL is on his way. DJ ATL is on his way. He will be home in a minute. You know, he was out doing his charitable work, as he always does. He does a lot in the community for Atlanta. So we have to give respect where respect is due. So for all the listeners who are used to, you know, something different, it's okay. Is that Evangelist Clayton?
Yes, sir. Yes, it
is. Well, good evening. How you doing?
How you doing?
I am blessed by the best. Can't worry with the rest and be stressed with a whole lot of mess.
You better say that.
I know that's right.
Evangelist Clayton, did you ever aspire to be a rapper before? Because you run.
I don't know.
And it just flows.
And it's funny that you said that because I was thinking, like, if she could slow that down, put that in a certain format with some music behind it, I'm telling you,
okay.
It would work. I promise you, it would work.
Brother Two-Piece said he can't hear. He can't hear. Do you see him on? He came on.
That's because he has himself on mute.
She said you're on mute.
I can take him off of there, and then he can press on.
Why don't you just go ahead and help him out?
Okay.
Well, we ain't even got to... Mr. Two Pieces, are you in the building, sir? Somebody
press one.
Sauce,
and that might take
butter.
You off of mute, because I can't take you off mute, because I'm not the actual host tonight. So.
You got to press one, sir, if you would like to join the conversation.
Well, I would suggest just hang up and call back in.
Might try that refresh.
Press one.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that's all right. He'll be back, I'm sure.
Why have you responded, Evangelist Clayton?
How's everybody's mental? How's everybody's health, well-being?
Well,
that's okay. We hired you, Six. Go ahead, Destiny. What you about to say?
I was just getting ready to say, once again, listeners, this is Destiny from Virginia, and my mental is doing pretty good right now. My mind is open for a lot of different things, I guess.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it is.
That's a good thing.
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton. I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And you know, it's been raining here, and I got some rest today and done some things, put up me some of the blackout curtains. Amen. So can't nobody peek in the window. Amen. I did some things for my house today, and I blessed it today immensely. So my mental is extraordinary. I'm grateful that I can hear your own voice, and that makes it even better.
Amen.
What about you, Queen?
Y'all know what? I am in such a happy place right now.
I know you are.
I know you are. I don't know what has happened. I don't know what has transpired. I just thank God that it has. I just feel, you know what, I think it may be the fact that we're out of school for the year. And the fact that it got so crazy and I made it through it because it was really hellacious. And I think it's just the burden of that being lifted off me now. But I just feel so relaxed and just so good and just so at peace. And it's like, whew, I don't know. And then I got the squad around me and Mr. Six and the radio network and DJ ATL. And I'm just, what? I'm good. I'm good.
You know, a lot of people just don't really realize that you daily only sleep like an hour a day. You know, like you're at work, like, you know, 23, you know, hours a day. You know, people don't really realize that. So, you know, you get up early, you know, you take care of, you know, a whole bunch of beautiful children that you educate, you know, in many different ways. And then, of course, you have your grandbaby and your daughter and all that kind of has and all that comes along with that. And then, of course, you have the squad and you have everything else that comes along with that. So it can be a lot.
You have to start on Friday and Saturday.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you just got to really realize, like, you know, it's good to be able to have that off your back, to have that weight off your back.
Yes, indeed. I'm just feel so good. I don't know. But this is.
What's going on, Mr. Two Piece? Yeah, we supposed to enjoy, relax, you know, not just focus on school. We just chilling. We chilling. Thank you for coming on through.
Hey, Two Piece, welcome, baby. Welcome.
DJ ATL once again for. Those who called in are surprised or in shock right now. It's okay. Everything is all right. DJ ATL is on his way home. He'll be to the studio in a little while. And you can join your regularly scheduled programming. But until then, you are in the safe, capable hands of AJ and the squad. You know, don't forget, come check us out Fridays, 9 p.m. No, we've got a lot going on. How you doing, Mr. Two Piece?
I'm doing all right.
How is your mental, sir?
Mental is great. Just having some fun on the line, doing some things.
That's what's up.
That's good.
That's good to know, my brother. That's good.
I'm glad you responded, Two Piece. Thank you.
Yeah, she told me about it. I was in the middle of a game.
Sorry, play the game.
What game you playing? That's sorry. Play your game. What game you playing?
Yes.
You playing Skunk?
Yeah.
You should explain to people what Skunk is. I don't.
Okay, Skunk is just like rolling dice. Well, of course you set it to, the basic score is 100. And only thing you're doing is, like you're saying, roll a save. So you can roll up to 15 points, and you can say save, and it goes to the next person. But if you get on your next roll and it come back to you, you get one skunk. You just lose your points for that turn, and you lose that turn, and you go to the next one. But if you get what we call double skunk, you lose all your points, and you're still in the
points.
Game, but it goes to the next person. So the first that gets to 100 wins the game.
Yeah, I had the honor of playing. I think it was about a week ago. Yeah, and I had to have a lot of tomato juice with me. So, whoever you are pressing buttons, can you please stop pressing buttons in my ear? I would appreciate you. Thank you very much.
That was loud.
Hey, listen, I was like, I had to look at my phone, like, and I can't see it, but I'm like, do they have control of my, somebody in my house pressing
a button?
The right hand went for the pistol, the left hand is like maybe pushing, or just in case, I don't.
Right now, we in the pressure look.
I don't know.
Oh. They've been scraping who I got left.
You said what, Mr. Two Piece?
We're playing like our pressure luck right now. That's what we're jamming on now.
Maybe you need to go back over there. Thank you for coming through.
Whammy man.
I didn't mean to scare you or whatever, but yeah, I just had to shoot that text out there real quick.
Nah, it's all good, you know. The squad do what we can do. Pop in.
That's right.
We do what we do.
Yeah, I ain't too hard. Yeah. I bring the skunk in the game.
So for you listeners, of course. Go right ahead.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm hearing things.
Hello.
No, you're not. We.
Is that one of you changing your voice? I want y'all playing with me. What's going on around here? I'm not under the influence of anything, so I don't have my same mind right now.
I mean, we hate.
Yes, yeah, I am back, guys, but I appreciate y'all guys. I just want to let y'all guys know I appreciate y'all so much coming in and definitely filling in. This was definitely, I'm putting my prayers out there. I just got to trying to get where I'm going. I got a truck that's turned over. I'm trying for a truck. Kroger turned for a truck.
Wow.
And there's another one stuck in the ditch coming off 285. So it's a challenge for everyone. And I think that in this day and time, we all have to learn how to appreciate what we got, you know, and what we have in front of us, because it's days are not promised. I'll let everybody know that right now. But the squad, y'all are filled in, and I'm just sitting back. I'm enjoying this. I appreciate y'all coming in. Y'all make sure y'all check these guys out Friday night. The Bomb Off Informing Show, informing people, and definitely uplifting the community. And that's very important. I appreciate reach out Mr. AJ and the squad, Queen, and all you guys coming through tonight and filling in for me for right now. And I'm tickled about it. I'm glad to have y'all back tonight.
So
you just be careful out there.
Careful.
That's what you do.
Right.
We'll pray, you know, for the overturned trucks and the accidents that are currently happening around you. And I hope there's, you know, no severe injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And DJ ATL, since you want us to be such a big part of this, we are openly, nationally, lively inviting you to come check us out yourself Friday night, 9 o'clock. Come talk to us. We'll be more than happy to
definitely. I definitely will try to find time to drop by. Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to let y'all guys know. Friday was my original night, and I couldn't hold Friday night because I worked my schedule. And I'll let everybody knows DJT. I do work a regular job, and I usually work 7 to 2 hours a week, and I'm on the second shift. So, I got to get the pay. And I want everyone to understand the life of being a radio host and being a podcaster is a lot of challenges for everything.
It is.
But God blesses you to – right. God blesses us to be on the radio, guys, to inform you guys. So I just want people out there and out there on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the people that's out there listening to this, just try to support us as much as you can. The little dollars and little donations goes very far. It helps us keep us there and keep y'all informed on things you might not always catch on the news. And always, we're a second-hand powerhouse informer information, so in case you don't get everything, you always can get it from us guys. So that's why I just want you guys to know, we definitely appreciate the donations that come in with Six Eyes Radio Network. Would you guys like to give that information where you can donate?
Sure.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you can donate at Six Eyes Radio. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine. Go right ahead.
Yeah,
okay. You can donate.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You can donate at sixeyesradio.com or Gmail or at PayPal, Six Eyes Radio. We definitely take donations to try to just keep the thing going because, like I said, radio doesn't run on water. We still do have to support. And I just want us as people to support anything that we like and always give us a hand up. Even if it's $1.50, it's definitely long appreciated. We don't outcast nothing. Mm-hmm. We let everyone come through.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
But listen,
can support the Six Eyes Radio Network in two ways. The first one is PayPal. The email address you'll enter is SIXEYES. The digit number is 6@gmail.com. No amount is too big or too small. And for the Cash App users, that would be $SIXEYES, digit number 2 to digit number 4. And we thank you. I don't know what ATL was giving out, but
but thank you.
Well, those were the accounts to the Swiss over there in the Caymans, you know.
Yeah, y'all, I apologize for that, but I tried, y'all. But I'm trying to get y'all keep right. Donating now. Y'all don't pay attention to what I said, but y'all definitely focus on the donation. We're definitely highly appreciative here for the Six Eyes Family Network. We're definitely appreciate that donation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's all good.
What is it?
And Mr. Six Eyes, man, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, brother. How you?
It's a lot going on, and I also... Just something I do want to say out to all the families out there, all families around the world and everywhere out there. You know, just keep prayer in front right now. I know it's hard with the gas going on, the food is costing high, but put your prayers first. Just keep praying and keep a positive attitude. Don't let none of the negative stuff distract you from what you're trying to do and what you're trying to do in your family and your life. Try to be positive. And also people out there who out there always say nice things to people. Try to get people on the side of positive. So we don't have as much issues that are going on right now with all these killings. I'm going to say this right now. If we say good things to people, people won't feel down and they might not take the actions that we see that's going on in this society right now.
Yeah. And also we want to say rest in peace to the rapper Treble out of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Went to send condolences to him. We also want to send condolences to Metro Boomin's mom, who was killed. So condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Mm-hmm. Our thoughts and prayers are going out to your family in this difficult time, praying for strength and comfort for your family in this difficult time. If you all know who Metro Boomin is, he's a producer, and his mom was killed. So we just want to send prayers to him and his family.
Right, definitely.
And mankind,
right,
all the craziness in the world. So that covers everybody.
Absolutely. Just on the topic of that, and I don't know if y'all know most about these cases. Both of these cases, both of these deaths, have something to do with domestic violence. And I just wish that we need to work more harder on trying not to have these kind of domestic violence situations happen. The thing that happened to Trouble, which is a very good rapper who's done a lot of good positive things in his community, was killed over a young lady's house, which allegedly the lady had broke up with the gentleman. And the reason why there was a breakup was because he had beaten her in public. And it was a week later, and I think he asked Trouble to come over. And one thing led to another guy ended up popping up over the house. He was texted or something, and he came over the house and it led to this point. So my prayers go out to Trouble again. Metro Boomin, boyfriend, domestic again, got mad and killed the mother of Metro Boomin and also turned the gun on himself, but was domestic too. So, I mean, I think right now we're seeing a lot of we're seeing a lot of issues as being pushed forward in front. So, we just have to make better decisions and better choices in life to try to not have these kind of things go on. As human people, we just got to put more effort in giving support. We must understand that, like, I got a song I'm going to play right after this. I have to play this song. But it's always something that I think that we have to understand. We all say we okay, but we ain't okay. But we have to keep doing this solo and try to be okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
before
you play that song, if you know anybody that's in a domestic violence situation, be it man or woman, call 1-800-799-SAFE. That number again is 1-800-799-SAFE. From the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe. Once again, put that number in your phone, 1-800-799-SAFE. The domestic violence hotline, open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go
play
into
that,
this.
DJ, before you play that, I just want to say, with him talking about domestic violence, I have been a part of that. And what I would say to you ladies is, if he hits you once, he's going to hit you again.
That's right.
Don't accept I'm sorry. Don't accept I was drunk. Don't accept that I don't know what I was thinking. If he hits you once, he's going to hit you again.
Uh-huh.
So how many times he hits you is going to depend on what you do next. And sometimes it's not always easy to leave. Trust me, I know. But if you can, get out after the first time, because if it comes once, it's going to come again. And that second time might be end up being your last time.
And a real man never puts his hands on a woman with the intent of hurting her.
Exactly.
I'll throw that in there real quick.
That's right.
May I, before you go to your music, I just want to touch and agree with Queen. I'm a recipient as well, amen, of domestic violence and serious domestic violence. You can end up, you can be killed in this domestic violence, you know. And I tell you, I went through so much and I took so much, and I took so much from my husband because of his jealousy and because of his infidelity. He was being unfaithful, and I couldn't go to the store. I couldn't go anywhere. When I came home, he would smell me. And he would smell me, you know, to see if any man cologne on. If I go to the mall or anything, that he would ask me, who did I meet? Who did I talk to? You know, and when I didn't respond back to the first, you know, it kept going. And the more they hit you, the worse that it gets. The more they hit you, then don't let them be drinking
right,
under the influence, because then that will cause a much more terrible blow. And I'm just grateful because, you know, there was a knife put in my throat. There was a knife put in my throat. But when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I just followed the instruction of the Lord, because he told me to get out of it while I can get out of it. I got out of it while I can get out of it. But in the midst of it all, I was in a store. I was at a store. And somehow or another, the Lord just cast my eyes on him where he was driving his truck, and he had another female in the trunk with him. And that anger flared up with me. And me, myself, and I today, I probably would have still been doing time in prison. I probably still would have been doing time in prison. But I caught him at a gas station, and enough was enough. You know, that was one of those hangout gas stations where everybody hang out and the music playing and boom, 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 and they cooking and chicken fried and fish fried and everything, and dope being sold everywhere on the premises and so forth. But the thing about it is that enough was enough. And I got in my car. And even though I could not see that well, I got in my car and I took enough licks. And I cranked my car up, and I rolled that car down by the gas pump where he was standing and running, because I chased him, and he ducked behind the gas pump. And guess what? My mind was out. I was out of sight, out of mind. My mind was to say, just blow him up right there at the gas pump. Just hit the tank. Just hit the tank and blow him up. And it was, hey, you crazy. You made me this way. You made me act this way. But the thing about it, the best solution that I had was to get out of it while I could get out of it. And I turned him in, and I had him locked up. And in the midst of me having him locked up, he served time in prison. He was in prison. And I served divorce paper to him in prison. Because enough was enough, and my children were small children screaming and crying, and my children wanted to jump out of the window for safety, and I could not, and I dare not put my children through that. My children were young. They were young, but I tell you one thing, I tell you for sure, if they hit you once, and you and you say, you know, I said, well, if a man don't hit you, he don't love you. Well, that's a bald-faced lie tonight. If a man hits you, he's going to hit you again. And then something going to end up. It's going to be you or one of your children, because they're going to get involved. And somebody's going to end up in her. So you don't have to be in domestic violence. You don't have to be in an abuse relationship. You don't have to feel like you less than, because you are more than. You know, so you don't have to feel like you less than to be hit on, to feel like you're loved. Love don't come with abuse. Love don't come with black eyes. Love don't come with deaf ears you can't hear. Love don't come broken. Love does not come with a blank heart. Get out while you can get out. You don't have to be a less than any man or any woman. Get out while you can. And stay out of it. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. So God has somebody, especially with your name on it. He knows your name. Stay out of it. I'm completely
Amen.
Man, hey, before I play the song, anyone else have anything? Because this is testimony. Because I'm about to play this song, and it fits right into what all y'all are saying. Because the thing is, everyone has to take this role on a solo, and it's the decision that you have to make.
Sure.
Like everybody I tell, go ahead, AJ. You got something to say?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh,
who's
the other person?
I think somebody talking to their background, I think.
May I?
Go ahead.
So I do want to say that, as crazy as about to sound, I learned something, or he taught me something throughout the whole ordeal. So his thing was, it wasn't a lot of hitting and punching. It was some, but most of it was pressure points and paralyzing my body. So I say that because he used to watch a lot of old karate movies. And they had a lot of the pressure points and stuff. And I've learned that myself, that there are certain parts of your body that will shut a person down.
Yes. Yes.
And the worst thing that he did to me, he held me over a balcony, and he grabbed, like, my neck. But there was a pressure points behind your ears where you can't scream, you can't breathe, you can't yell. So at that point, I really felt like my life was about to be over. But, you know, here, skipping forward, God has taken me out of it, and I'm fine now. But I don't walk in fear because of the pain that he put upon my body. And these pressure points and these things that I've learned, I wish a mother would try to attack me. I wish somebody would. Because the things I've learned, the least little thing, the least little place on your body, the least little part of your body will shut you down. And then I had to learn it the hard way, of course. But I take all that in, and I just say thank you because that protects me now. And I don't have to walk around in fear, and I don't have to walk around scared. But you attack me now, you going down for real. I love you, AJ, but, you know, I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding with you, baby. But I'm just saying, you know, we have to take a blessing out of a mess. There's always going to be some sort of blessing in a mess. And not just getting out of it, learning back from it and realizing what I went through and where I'm at now with all this. But just, hey, don't bother me. I'm just saying, don't you mess with me because I'm going to shut you down. With the least little parts of your body you never even knew, you don't bother me. I'm just saying. But it wasn't funny then, but I take it as a lesson now.
It is. Amen.
I'll tell y'all about some of them places later on, though.
It's your boy DJ ATLM Styles with the Six Sides Radio. Going to get into this song now by KJ, Killer KJ, and Rex Life, and the song is called Solo. Now, the squad, AJ, when I come back, I want y'all to tell me what y'all think of this song.
All right.
Sometimes I'm not okay, and that's okay. Same shit, new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that smile. I'll be okay, I'll be holding me down solo. Holding me down solo. Night. Look inside the mirror, see a face that I don't recognize. Airways too polluted, revolution will be televised. Still can't watch the news, the politics look like a pantomime. Agents all around me trying to take my soul and weaponize. Still can't trust the soul cause they might take the truth and improvise. Burned so many bridges recent I can't even see the
sky. Careful, let the compliment the devil come in new disguise. Nowadays it's do or die. Unity need you and I. Hit the gram and do the most. Act like everything is fine. Act like a brother don't bleed and a brother don't feel and a brother don't cry sometimes. Won't go back, no, can't go back to the feeling I really wanna die sometimes. Get some pussy, penetrate, blow a steam and medicate. If that don't work, I meditate. If that don't work, I hit repeat. If that don't work, I work on me. If that don't work, what time will tell? If they won't say, I tell myself.
Sometimes I'm not okay, and that's okay. Same shit, new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that smile. I'll be okay, I'll be. I could live at peace knowing I gave it my best. So many nights in my head, lonely nights in my bed, fighting demons till we both were at rest. Nobody told me it would be easy, it was a challenge. Nobody showed me the ropes, I had to learn to balance on my own. Put in that hard work with the talent and grow. Learn to let love cleanse the palate and soul. I know my skin don't make the news. We bend and break the rules. We see through smoke and mirrors, it feel like April Fools. Visit Ronnie in that level 4 prison, can't play it cool. Survivor's guilt be on my back when I sit in that waiting room. I wonder, why is luck on my side and my cover? Notice the patterns around me, feeling like the rings of Saturn around me. Orbit, yeah, all of this chatter around me. Falling deep in the abyss, but it don't matter. Sometimes I'm not okay, that's okay. Same shit, new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that smile. I'll be okay, I'll be. Holding me down soon, holding me down soon, holding me down soon, holding me down soon.
My mother's voice always felt like home, but eventually you're alone, solo, finding a reason to smile. When I was a boy, I looked for examples of men. Then I realized.
All right. It's your boy DJ ATLN Styles back at y'all, man. What did the squad think of the song, man? And interesting, he even had a little poem at the end he wanted to talk about, which comes to the point of what we were discussing.
I like the song. I can relate to a lot of it. I would definitely put it on my rotation.
Yeah, that song was nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good song, and I let a lot of young people listen to this song. And the first thing when they heard it, the guy said he's okay. And a lot of us go around saying, are you okay, are you okay? And we'll respond, yes, we are okay, but we really aren't okay. We have issues. Everyone and everybody enjoying life are going through or is not okay. But we say we okay, but we aren't. But the thing is, when we say we okay, we're in a transition in life to get better. That's what we got to understand when that whole song, and I think that's the concept that I want everyone to understand. So if we can focus on those things, I think we can mentally help, and our life can get a lot better. And I think those are the steps that we have to do. And that's why I give this song an A+, and I'm glad that they created that song and to come up with the concept saying that we okay, but we okay. But we're not okay, but we'll be okay. Yes, definitely.
I think the whole word okay, and I'm kind of jumping away from this, but the word okay itself, I think we don't know exactly what that means. I think we've been taught so much to just say it's okay. You know, and I say that because I have kids at school that they'll be fussing or somebody will pick with somebody and somebody will do something to somebody. And I'll say, you know, I'll get them. I'll say, well, you know, you need to apologize. That wasn't right, blah, 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 blah. And they'll say, oh, well, I'm sorry. And the first thing that child says is, oh, it's okay. And I had to finally say, look, it's not okay, because you didn't feel okay when they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you telling them that it's okay is just saying they can come back and do it again if they want to. So now you're at the point where you don't have to say it's okay. You don't have to like it. You don't have to accept the apology. But stop saying everything is okay, because everything is not okay. And, you know, so this little boy looked at me. He said, well, I don't accept his apology because I don't feel okay. We didn't tell him that. But I think we're so stuck on and being raised to just say everything is okay. It's okay. It's okay. Well, it's not okay. And we need to finally realize that things are not okay. And I'm complete.
All right. Is anybody else? Evangelist Clayton, Destiny?
May I?
Absolutely.
I think the song has volume. And I think that's Kojak that's singing that song. Isn't it Kojak Radical? Isn't it him that's singing that song, Mr. ATL?
Yes, he is the guy who actually is the first one that comes on the rap. And the guy, KJ is actually singing, is actually the one rapping on it. And the guy you hear
right,
in the background, I think the second verse is actually Rex Life, which is based out of California. He's a very popular artist out there, which does the kind of what we call relaxed R&B act, to give you more balancing. Raised in church, his family was raised in the church. He raised by his grandma, his mother, and his family. And I feel that he's a very positive artist that's out there. I wish he would get more credit of his music, but, you know, they're still learning him as we speak. Rex Life is there. But KJ Killer, which one you hear, he's actually out of the UK. And he's very positive out there, and he's doing a lot of things, which is the UK R&B. UK rap soul, that's what I call it out there. And there's another one we actually is singing on that song, which I did not mention, is that's Maso. Maso is another one from the UK, but does a lot of stuff here in California. He resides in California, here in Atlanta. He also resides here in Atlanta. Very popular R&B artist, more rhythm and R&B and soul. And they play all three of these guys all can play instruments. So I think that gives them more of a dimension to them. Because I feel when they play dimension, they understand music and they respect the music sounds.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you for that. I'm familiar with Kojak. I'm familiar with him because of my children and because of I have a grandson that also do opening for various artists as well too, and so I'm grateful for that because he has value for young people, and I know that his music recently just came out 2021, 2022, and I'm grateful for the volume that he put out, and I'm grateful that profanity language and all of that, it doesn't take all of that to make a good song. It doesn't take you washing under the clothes of anyone and saying A to Z, you know, because you can have clean music and make a distinct volume into the community, into our people. Amen. And I think that a lot of our young people are listening to the rap that has all of this, shoot them up and shoot them down and shoot them this way and do that and cut them up and all of that and the dope man and all of that stuff, and it doesn't take all of that, but I'm grateful for the volume that he has in this particular song, which showing how blessed that he is. So I'm grateful for that, and I think I like the song. I'm not keen on a lot of rap, you know. My special music is my special music, but I like some music. I'm old school, so I like old school. You know, bring it back into the new school so that we have an ear to hear. You know, and you're making a volume, you're making a sound, you're making a notation to those that have an ear to hear. And when you're on a platform like that, you want to put something out positive. You don't want them to come back saying, well, you know, every word is a curse word, you know, and it don't have to be. And you can make beautiful music, you can make beautiful sound without using a lot of profanity. And this artist, amen, the song speaks for itself, and it makes volume to the young people as well as the old people that's trying to go back and be young, you know, and so forth. So I'm grateful. I like solo. I like the song solo, and it speaks volume. And I'm just grateful that you played it tonight. Amen. And I thank you again for that. I'm out. I'm completed. Thank you so much.
All right. I do want to say something, piggyback on what you said, and I like everything you said, and I thought it was still positive, but I want to say one thing. The young people today, and I've been sitting around a lot of them because of a lot of the stuff that's happening. What I have found out is that a lot of the music that they've been playing, that they play and listen to, is something that's really just being played. A lot of them want to hear things different. They don't want to hear the same thing. And one question was answered that came to me from some young people saying that they really feel that the executives and stuff want make these decisions for these artists to make the song, because they think a lot of artists don't even like doing it. They think all artists want to be creative. They want to hear artists play music. I was really shocked when I talked to a lot of young people across the board in every dialogue, and even the hardcore kids. They want to hear music that's creative. They want to hear, they don't have to have cuss words. They said that. It's not a need anymore. I mean, more important, they like to hear something that they can eat. And I thought that was fascinating when they said that they can eat and learn from, that can move their life in a better direction than what life that they're moving in right now. So I think that when we come to this music, I'm not going to blame the artists. I'm going to blame the industry, and I think the industry executives need to start listening to the people. And that's how this music can get better and put out there, so we don't have all these issues and hearing all this negativity music that's across the board. If the industry wants to really make money, you have to listen to your consumer base. And I know y'all probably agree with that, and y'all should ask, because I know if you ask your grandchild this right now, and from the lady that just called the institute, you'll probably tell them, or her and them will tell you, man, we don't want to always hear the cuss word. We do want to hear clean music. We want to hear something that's going to basically make us feel good.
Amen.
Amen to that. And AJ, do you have anything to say?
As I said, like I said, I would definitely put it in my rotation, and I can relate. Anybody who listens to me on a regular, you know, we do our mental health check. How you doing? You know, I'm up and I'm down with it, because I understand that at this very second I'm okay, but I'm not okay because I understand that I'm on a mission, I'm on a journey, I'm trying to achieve a lot of things. Life is what life has been, and you can't keep using it as an excuse. For those who understand what I'm talking about, we all have troubles. We've all ran guidelines. We've all got a path. We've all got a story to tell. So I understand when you say we're not all right and we're working on making it right. But in between trying to figure that out and all the chaos and the, you know, the hectic life style and everything that's going on your way, you got to find some type of serenity. You got to find some type of peace and some way to control every now and then, calmness, some kind of way in your life. And that's just my opinion for, you know, to have a piece of sanity. Like I tell all people all the time, anybody who knows me, there's only so much you can control in the world. And I tell people, you know, your feelings, your emotion, your ego, your pride, your nerves, your brain, you know what I'm saying, your soul, your spirit, your reality, your life, and your time. If you can work on controlling those, you're doing good, because other than that, everything else is kind of really out of your hands. There are agendas that go on, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. And there's nothing you can do about that but be along for the ride, learn how to avoid traps, learn how to maneuver, like I said, to try to figure out how to be okay, to stay mentally sane, to not lose control of your emotions and your feelings to a point where, you know, you go and do stupid things or put your life or your freedom on the line or in jeopardy of losing things that you really care about or should care about. But, you know, in your moment of weakness or, you know, going crazy for whatever or over whatever, you lose everything, and then maybe you know you had that moment like, damn, I should have got some counseling, I should have got some help, maybe I should have prayed about it, maybe I should have reached out. So, I definitely can relate. Definitely can relate, and I definitely understand. And like I said, I would definitely put the song in heavy rotation, and I think that it's something that we should look into, because like you said, there's not a lot of music that I really vibe with nowadays. But I'm definitely with clean music, clean rap, definitely with a positive message, and I believe that, you know, we need to push those type of artists. So anything that we can do or I can do to help support that, I'm down. I'm definitely down for that, though. I appreciate that. That was definitely a great song.
Well, Six Sides, what did you think of it, Mr. Six Sides? Might not be on. Anybody else have anything they want to say about it?
Thank you for playing it. I enjoyed it. I really did. And I'm not a big rapper.
All right.
I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. So
I'm passing the ball back to AJ and y'all. Okay. I'm passing the ball back to AJ, man. Y'all have anything y'all want to talk about? I mean, any issues, anything y'all want to inform the community?
Anybody? No.
Anybody? No. Any shout-outs or prayers that want to go out?
I mean, prayers out to the whole planet. you know, to be honest with you, as far as individuals, Pastor McDay and his family, and then of course we have Mr. Joe Green. And then, of course, we have the members of the squad, you know, Mr. Six, ATL, you know, your lady friend, everybody that's, you know, we have close and personal attachments that are going through things. There's a lot going on. Anybody's been listening to the news, watching the news, the suicide rate is up. It's increasing, and that's in all age groups. So I know we had a suicide prevention and a suicide hotline number. I don't know if we still have it somewhere laying around. But if somebody can pull that up before the end of the show, I greatly appreciate that. But, you know, like I said, right now, mental health, it's a big thing. You know, I believe in these agendas and some of these conspiracy issues and whatever. But, You can't deny, like, if you take the news and the smart devices and the radio, you take it out the picture, you still have to, you can't deny what's going on outside in these streets. You can't deny the death. You can't deny the carnage. You can't deny the shortage of food and water and baby formula and what's happening to these kids in the street and what's really going on out here, so... You know, we have to stay vigilant, and do what I say, do what we can, you know. So we have to just really be on that, because now the time, if you are a shepherd, this is where, you know, I believe the test is. Stand on your faith. Are you who you really claim to be? Are you who you say you are? Because some of us really believe that this is judgment. You have to pick a side right now, negative or positive, hate or love. You have to choose. And I say, I definitely believe, I'm definitely a child of God. I'm definitely a God-fearing man. And like I said, I know a lot of people say a lot of things and talk a little things. And I said, nobody's perfect, and every day is another chance to try to get it right. But I definitely believe that there is a judgment day. I believe that there you will have to, you know, atone for everything. I believe in karma. I believe in that. So, you know, and it says somewhere in the good book, I'm sure you can't, at the last hour, doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be documented on the book who you are, what you are, your faith, what you stand for. And have you given back? Have you counseled? Have you shepherded? Have you clothed? Have you housed? You know what I'm saying? Have you done God's work? Have you done what your God has asked of you and from you while you've been here? Or have you just been out here chasing gold and diamonds and cars and houses and women and, you know, because it says, you have a choice. You choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it comes down to accountability, because you know what was asked of you, and mm-hmm. you had that choice. So
that's right.
Amen. Just think about that. And right now we need to be the children. The choice should be to save these children. That should be the choice we're choosing. Save these children.
That's it. May I?
Absolutely.
The number for suicide hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255. 24 hours a day, there's someone there, amen, that you can confide in. There's someone there at all hours that you can confide in. Please use this number, amen, 1-800-273-8255. And just to piggyback on what AJ says tonight, amen, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You have a choice. And God has given us a choice, and he lets us know in the book of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and I heal their land. Our land can be healed. Amen. But we have a choice. Amen. We can't have it both ways. It's not your way. Amen. It's time that we get on board. Amen. You have a GPS and a navigator system in your vehicle. Amen. But if you let God be your map quest, he will direct your path. Amen. To God be glory. So we got to know that there's no little I's and no big U's. We all have to give an accountability for
that's
our
right.
actions,
right.
our wrongdoers, our rights, and our wrongs. We got to give an accountability for it. You can't buy your way in. Given
that's
gold,
right.
you can't buy your way. Bank account, you can't buy your way. Limousine, you can't ride your way in. The last ride you're going to take is where they're going to lay you at rest. So I encourage you tonight, amen, suicidal, please reach out. You don't have to lose, amen, but you can be a winner tonight by making the choice to whom you're going to serve. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it man's way and God's way. Because when you have a man where you're going to lose anyway. But when you move on God's side and let God be the head and not the tail, you can't lose with the stuff that he used. And that is in the word of God. Any question or anything that you have is in the word of God. There's an answer for every question. There's no question that's too big or no question too little that you cannot confide and go to the word of God. And it's in his word. We have a choice tonight. To whom we're going to serve. We're going to serve one. We're going to despise the other. But we can't have it both ways. It ain't our way, but it's God's way. I'm completed. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that informative information, Evangelist Clayton.
And may I say?
Absolutely.
So she gave you the one for the suicide. I'm going to give you the one for mental health.
Absolutely.
It's actually 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. There's also a number you can text. You can text
mm-hmm.
BRAVE, B-R-A-V-E, to 741-741. Once you make that text message, a trained counselor will call you. They will give you time to talk to you right at that particular moment. So again, you can text BRAVE, B-R-A-V-E, all caps, to 741-741. Or you can call the hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, you are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network, DJ ATL. And, of course, we are AJ and the Squad.
Squad.
The phone lines are open. Please join us, 424-243-9617. Suggestions, thoughts, opinions, please join us.
Come and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. I really want to. I better not do that. They'll start hanging up. Come on, AJ. Don't do that.
He can sing, man. Y'all. He can sing.
No, I don't know what to listen to her. Speaking of singing, though, since you brought that up. Well, let's see. Look, see, I love that right there. I love it. So, since you brought it up, DJ ATL, we have heard that your lady friend, your co-host, I believe she has a new single coming up, or she has some music that she's been working on, and we would love to invite her to come through. On Friday, 9 p.m., AJ and the squad. And, you know, give us a little sample. You know, definitely have you two come through, be guests. You know, come through, show some love. That would be beautiful. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Future references.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we can do to spread the love, the good times, the entertainment. You know.
Amen.
Absolutely. We have to, I want to look up into that artist, see if we can find.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give a big congratulations to all the graduates for 2022. This is the first class that actually got to have a regular graduation since the pandemic. So,
mm-hmm.
Big up to them. I High School in the city graduated 314 students.
Wow.
Ooh. 314 students.
That's beautiful.
And we have that schools is. Without our, around our city, but that's the main one right here in the mid-city itself. And three of those
mm-hmm.
kids were honored because they had been killed within the last year or so. Due to different acts of violence. Her mother's boyfriend killed her mother and her brother. One young man was killed by someone who's supposed to be one of his good friends. He was gunned down. And then one young man was killed in a car wreck with his brother. So I commend our school system, and I commend them and applaud them for even involving them and considering the fact that they would have graduated, you know. So they include them in the graduation ceremony. They left their chair open. They let their parents come across the stage and pick up their diploma. So I thought that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But they graduated 314 students. So big ups to the class of 2022. And whew, we just didn't know what was going to happen. And they were, you know, with everything that's going on and all the school violence, they had their graduation out on our football field. And the security was out of this world. I mean, you kind of on edge but you needed it there. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But everything went over smoothly. The weather was great. Everything was fine. And those babies walked that stage, honey. So big old shouts out to the class of 2022.
Absolutely. That's for sure.
Hey,
listen, I was wondering. I don't know if we can make this possible, but... because I haven't heard from DJ ATL, so I'm hoping he's okay, because I know he was talking about the two accidents that had occurred on his way
mm-hmm.
home. But I was thinking maybe a text commercial. And I don't know if you can do this, but have you ever heard of the song Church by Slim Thug before?
Church?
It's called Church. It's Church. It's not Church. It's Church. You know how he said Down South thing by Slim Thug. Have you heard about it, Evangelist Clayton?
I have not.
I think that it would be on DJ ATL's. I think it would be appropriate. You'd have to trust me. Everybody has to trust me. But it's one of my theme songs. And I was sitting here, and when I was listening to Solo, I love music, but there are certain songs that when I hear them. Like, I put into my spiritual collection because I can really, really, really relate to the song. So, Queen, I don't know if it's possible, but if you can, pull up Church by Slim Thug. Is that even possible for you to do that?
I should try.
Right. And then, like I say, when you listen to it.
Is this it?
That is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on right here.
You are alive in your heart.
I don't. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Is there any way you can put it in here? Yeah, you can't really hear it.
It's the version.
It's got the televangelist that be on TV. But maybe we'll go through it and find the right version, and then because I would definitely want y'all to hear it. We can play it maybe next week. You said what?
Who is it by?
Slim Thug.
It's by Slim Thug, but.
Okay.
You can't really hear it unless you can put it in here.
Right.
But it's like something, you know, you got to hear the beginning of it. Like you got to hear. We'll find it because I definitely want you to hear it because, like I said, it's definitely one of my theme songs. And I wanted to get DJ ATL. He's probably heard of it, but I wanted to get his take on it and get everybody else's take on it. But I said, once you hear the words, like I said, it's something I definitely can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull up the name of the pastor that's Joel Osteen. I thought his name was something else. I don't know why I thought it was something else.
Joel Osteen? Okay.
Yeah.
Pastor Joel Osteen. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, when you get the chance, anybody, everybody, it's Church. I think it's C-H-U-C-H. It's Church. It's not Church. It's Church. You know, it's a down south thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like the first time I heard it, I'm like, wow, how to start it over. And then of course I turned it up, and like I say, I put it in heavy rotation when my CD player is broke right now. But it's definitely one of those songs, when you're having a moment, in my opinion, you can turn that on, and it'll bring balance to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Prima. DJ ATL is online.
Your time with will have a great impact on what kind of life you live. There are people God has already ordained to come across our path to help us fulfill our destiny. People that inspire us, challenge us, make us better. The right people have already been lined up. But here's the key. If you're spending time with the wrong people, you'll never meet the right ones. If you're hanging around people that are not going anyplace, people that are dragging you down, causing you to compromise, draining your energy, then you're going to get stuck. You can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. You're going to become like the people you continually associate with. You want to know what you're going to be like in 5 years? Look at your friends. If your friends are going places, have a spirit of excellence, kind, generous, courteous, then those qualities are going to rub off on you.
You gotta get these blessings. So tired of stress. Learning new lessons. Plenty questions. It's time for testing. Never ever resting. I'ma stay grinding. So I stay shining. Like a diamond. I'ma stay climbing to the next level. And do diamonds. Trying to line up with them bosses. Trying to soar high with them eagles. Can't chill with none of you chickens. I'm trying to get rich with my people. Too high to see you haters. Too blessed to pay y'all wines. I ain't got nothing to be mad at. I'm dropping here top down. Thanking God all the time for helping me live my dreams. And for exposing all of those who wasn't right for my team. I'ma keep receiving this game. If it's for the better, I'll change. Only live once, better do it right. I'm trying to leave a legacy, man.
Complainers find other complainers. That's the saying, birds of a feather flock together. My challenge is simple. Make sure you're flocking to the right group. Victorious people associate with other victorious people. Winners hang out with winners. Happy people hang around other happy people. Eagles soar with other eagles. We don't like change. We want it to be just like it was when we were hanging out, growing up together. But it's a new day. You have children. You have parents to take care of. You have
responsibilities. It's a new day. I got kids to feed. Plus, I got needs. Understand that, please. Before you try to blame me about being greedy, I'm just trying to be all I can be. Should've stayed down instead of knocking me. Now you're on the sideline watching me. Feeling like I'm where you're supposed to be, man. Cause you can't see what I see. I put God first and went God. See, I came in the game focused. You was playing games in the project. Got tired of being at the bottom. Trying to take my family to the top. I only want to work with the winners. Keep raising up my stock. I'm posted on the same block. Trying to move work out the same spot. Treating the jail like it's in and out. And every time you get out, you got your hand out. I don't know what you knew playing by. But it ain't working if you still hurting. No more excuses, no more complaining. Just praying hard with hard work.
But just because somebody is related to you doesn't mean they're connected to you. They may have your blood, but they don't have your spirit. They may not have heard the call God put on your life. This doesn't make them a bad person. It just means God has a different assignment for them. Maybe they're at a different level in their growth, but they're not right for you for this season. This is one of the hardest things we have to deal with.
Don't hold on to what God is asking you to walk away from. Another thought, you shouldn't spend a lot of time with people that are always negative, people that are constantly discouraged. You got to keep them cheered up, keep them fixed. And I'm all for helping people. I'm all for being a blessing. Sometimes we have to love people back into wholeness. But if you're always giving and never receiving, that's an unhealthy relationship. You need to gradually make a change.
Facts.
Make sure you have people in your life that can carry you.
Talk to them.
Amen.
Isn't that inspirational? Isn't that motivational?
It is.
I told you, trust me. I told you.
Yeah, me over here.
And there's no cussing in that song. You know, there's no profanity in that one.
Not at all.
And like I said, so when I heard Solo, like I said, that's another song I'd put in that category with that right there. But, like,
yeah.
That's definitely right there. That Slim Thug Church, that's definitely one of my foundational songs, for real. Because every aspect of my family, friends, you know, every part from beginning to end, that's real. That's real.
Yep.
Like, that's real blueprint stuff right there.
That's right.
Right. May I, it's your boy DJ ATLS, out there live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That one's got to be put in my playlist. I mean, let me tell y'all something. And I've been telling people, a lot of young people might say this, and they'll say this to you. We don't hear church anymore. But that was church right there. That's what these young people want to hear. They're trying to battle a demon and a battle of life, and they're battling with their parents. See, what a lot of people don't understand, young children hear what their parents is going through. They take on those characters of their parents. But they need stuff like this, what we're talking about, real life. They know mommy can't afford this. They know daddy can't afford this. They know daddy and mommy is struggling. Don't think children don't know that. They do. They pick up on all that. When they listen to music, when they listen to songs, they're looking for something to say, hey, let everybody dance and be happy. They're not looking to listen to a song and be mad and angry and want to go out and kill people. This is what I want to get everybody to understand. Hurt people. Hurt people. Or hurt people want help. And that's one thing we don't understand. A lot of us don't understand. We're not understanding. Haters need help. They're crying too. See, everybody said make haters your motivators. That's true. But you got to get your haters also help too. They got to get revived to understand that they can't hate on you and hate on anyone. They should be rejoicing everyone around them. And the reason why the haters hate is because they hate what's going on with themselves. So that's another story in another story in the book. That song right there y'all just played was talking about all that in there. And that's why that song has to be on my playlist. Because it's important for people to understand ain't no perfect flow. I mean, what I mean for this, a perfect sky. Because we see blue, we see gray clouds, we see this thing. We think everything is perfect outside. But reality is not perfect. So we all got to grab each other up. We all got to pull each other up. We all got to pull up. Even that person you say, oh, man, he is so darn whack. Or that person, oh, she is so darn unresponsive. They need pulling up, not pushing down. See, we're so interested in pushing down that we think pushing down is success. See, y'all hear me? I want y'all to listen to me. We think pushing down is success, and that's not success. Pushing down your brother and sister isn't success. It don't give you no success room. It creates more problems for you. Because what reaction goes in, reactions comes back in a different form of reaction. And when I say this, and I want people to hear me on this, if some child right now gets killed by another bad child, and then you say, oh, well, that child is just bad, that's because that child's there. And I don't have anything to do with that child, so I shouldn't even matter about it. See, God makes things go full circle. Now your child is that baby. See what I'm saying? So I want people to understand that's what I'm talking about here. You can't turn the corner. If you can figure out how to be involved to help a little, just a little, to change the course, you're saving everyone, including your child's life. And even yourself, and even your family members. But hey, I don't want to hold grip, but hey, AJ, it was a classic right there, man. We definitely got to get that pulled in the playlist.
Who pressed some buttons in my ear?
Me, sorry.
Was that you?
Oh, well, I wasn't pressing in your ear. I was pressing my sorry.
And then you owe me 10 push-ups for the S words.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
We need to start that, like having like a dollar in a jar.
So what I'm going to use, though, because you don't say it, so I'm going to have to come up with something.
No, listen, every now and then, not that one, but like mine is like I work with hatred, like that's one of my, you know, every now and then I'll say, I don't mean that. I highly dislike, so, you know, because we talk about it, you know, and it goes back to what DJ Tell was saying, you know, we're okay, but we're not. And you think about what is inside of us, right? And I mean, once again, the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts, depending upon certain situations, so the things that come out of us. So you have to get to a point. Well, I had to get to a point where I can't blame this, that, and the third. When I used to listen to the things that come out of my mouth, I got to a point like, damn, I really just said that. Or, wow, I really just hurt somebody's feelings. I definitely understand that words can really do some crucial things to people. So I had to get to a point where I had to change that because, like I said, that's inside of me. And I had to be like, wow, that's a lot of negativity, to the point where I had to start being honest with myself and saying, wow, you know, that's some pretty hateful, spiteful things you're saying to people. And I had to get to a point, that's not who I am. And I said, well, these people haven't done anything to me. Why do I talk to people the way I do? And then I had to, like I say, be honest with myself. He says, it's because of what's going on in my life, what's going on in my reality.
Right.
And so I can, you know, sit and, you know, boo-hoo, me, and take it out on other people. But either way, it's not solving the problem. And anybody who knows, and I've told my story, I made a choice. God came to me and said, choose, live or die. And I chose to live. And there's something that came along with that. And I tell people all the time, you can't make a contract with God and don't think you're not going to honor it. There's going to be severe consequences to it. You know, anybody knows, I left a whole entire side of a town, went to a whole different side, and started over with nothing but some bags of clothes and a few personals, and started to begin the journey of positivity and love. Because I had people in my life who really loved me, who really cared about me, Like I say, you got to take yourself away from negativity. Like it says in the song, if people are not right for you, if these people don't mean for you to win, for you to succeed, then all they're going to do is hold you down, hold you back, slow you up from your success, from your blessings. And you got to be able to will. You got to be willing to put your life on the line and say what you mean and mean what you say if you really love yourself. Like I said, everything is going to, like I said, you're going to have to answer for everything. And I tell people, and it's just me. I can't tell you I love you if I don't love me. I can't tell you I respect you if I don't respect me. That don't add up. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that you do for me if I can't do for you. And it should be vice versa. And that's just the way I feel about things. What do you, like I tell people, what are your intentions? What do you want with me? What do you need? What do you desire? What can I do for you? Understand the relationship, understand the moment, understand where, you know, where we're going, where we're headed with things. So, you know, you gotta, like I say, it starts with us. It starts with yourself. So we realize that there's a lot of need for mental health right now, for therapy, for counseling, and all different type of age brackets. But if you consider yourself to be awoke, have common sense, get in the fight. Get in the fight, you know, because right now, positivity, yeah, we on the ropes right now, you know what I'm saying? We can use all the help we can get. Mm-hmm. Like I said, at the end of the day, save the babies, save the children, because no matter what, at the end of the day, that is the future, you know, and we got to keep the light lit. We got to be the lighthouses. No. That's just me, though.
So I'm gonna open the door. There's a couple people that would like to say something. If you can hear me, because your mic is open, but I know you're having some technical difficulties, try to talk and see if I can hear you.
Hello.
Okay, there you go.
Hey,
check.
Hello. I'm like, dang, if they don't pull me up or what?
It's been open.
Hold on.
That's why I was like,
you know,
your number?
I pressed one, but I was waiting, you know. I'm like, okay. I just sat here and ate and everything. I'm like, damn, I'm going to talk to me. Check.
That's right. Who else came in the room?
Two Piece.
I said in the room. You know, we tripping. What up,
yeah,
look out. Listen, hey, I'm going to be your child for life. I can't.
Hey,
I'm
so
comfortable
right
now.
I didn't hear the song, but
what'd you say, Jade, about the song? You like that?
I didn't hear it, but I heard
okay.
the song you guys played, but I didn't hear the song ATL played.
Right.
And we set up for ATL and, you know, the 6-5 Radio Network.
Hello, ATL.
AJ and the squad.
You better know.
Chilling with Sam up on the squad.
I think we're definitely, we can get that. I think that it's on the podcast. We can definitely go pull it. But, I think we can play both of the songs we just played tonight on all podcasts.
Because
me hearing that song, I feel like I want to spread my wings and fly right now.
Amen.
No R. Kelly, pun intended.
That's all right.
Okay. I had to get my little nappy in if I got home, and I seen that message. I was like, oh, okay, let me come through. I show love, you know?
Come through with the come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come through with the come through.
Yeah, she had to come check on things.
Yes, I had to check on things, see if y'all was doing everything right,
check.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's like checking people's mental.
Yeah.
Mom.
If I can make a suggestion, to us all, you know, you don't have to do it tonight in the morning, but you can do it sometime. You know, if you just light a candle. Light a candle. Wherever you light that candle, you light that candle for a child. You light that candle for a domestic violence. You light that candle, amen,
cancer survivor. You light that candle, amen, for abuse, rape, molestation, battered in abuse. Light the candle for someone, amen. You know, because I learned that the gentleman that did the killing in Maryland was 23 years old. Let us light a candle for our young people, our young men and young ladies. Let us light candles for them. Burn a candle, amen, and send that candle up to the parents or fathers. We're parents and we're fathers. I mean, you're fathers and we're parents and grandmothers and so forth. And let us light candles for those that are grieving, that we don't even know. I encourage us to light a candle for the life of our loved one.
I appreciate you suggesting that, and I would suggest back to all those, AJ and the squad page on Facebook, light candles. You know, go ahead and do that. I think that's a good idea. Go ahead and light candles, and put along with whatever you want to put along with that.
Yes.
And take it one step better than that. If you do it, light it live on the page.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's what I meant to say, right?
I know you got it.
I got you. That's what's up. Appreciate that.
Light it live. Say a prayer along with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, because like I said, it's a lot going on with mental health. You know, bipolarism, schizophrenia, you know, mental depression. It's just so, you know, and you never know who it is, who it could be. You know what I'm saying? It could be strangers. It could be somebody in your inner circle. It could be somebody very close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you've known for a long time. Maybe you've never really just paid attention, or maybe you paid attention, but you never really thought, like, you know, maybe you should, you know, ask the individual or individuals, like, are you okay? Like, are you all right? Because if you're not, you know, I am or we are, you know, here to help you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like I said, we have to think and wonder, why do people do some of the things that they do? You know, and most of the time we, you know what, we overlook it, or we just pass the opportunity up to maybe save somebody who needs to be saved. Now, I don't want anybody to put themselves in situations where you know, you didn't bit off more than you can chew. You're doing too much. Realize that sometimes it's a group thing. You know, sometimes you have to have you know, people come together and say, "Listen, are you okay? Are you all right?" Because if not, you know, we can get you some help. You know what I'm saying? So whether that's medication or, you know, counseling, therapy, maybe a hug, you know. You know, so, you know, just to put those things out there. You know, mental health is serious. And as we said earlier, the suicide rate in America, in all age brackets, is going up right now. So something we got to think about.
And let me say this too. You know, we have a faculty member, teacher that's on board with us, and through the 5 days a week, and you're seeing over 400-600 children a week, you know, to whatever capacity, lunchroom, wherever that their hallways, bathroom, you know, you just don't know what those children are going through, and you find them to be comfortable. And finding comfort in Miss Wales, amen. To God be the glory. God is able to do all things, and you know, and just to have someone as her stamina in the place where she's at right now in the needs of our children, all of our children, you know, not my personal, but your children are my children, and it doesn't make a difference what color that they are. You know, just to have someone that said, "Are you okay? You know, is something bothering you? It's not okay." You know, so that makes a difference. And it just piggyback to how many hugs do she satisfy in the run of a week to somebody's child that may be hurting and afraid to say something, but you can see the grief
on them, you know, and how they are. So, you know, just a hug, just a hug, just a hug. That's sometimes, that's all some may need is a hug to be felt like they are wanted and they are needed. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for our faculties and teachers at various schools now that are putting forth their love and their concern. But they have taken their hats off of the pay because, you know, that's going to come. And what you put in, God is going to bless you with immensely, immensely. So I'm just grateful, amen, for having a faculty, a member, a teacher, you know, an instructor, counselor, a mother, grandmother that can hear. Amen. Hear the cries of the kids at her seed and other seed as well, too. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm concluded.
Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate that. And I just want to say that the kids, you know, they react to how you treat them.
That's right.
When a child knows that you don't give a darn or you're mad, you're upset or whatever, they're going to react to that. They're going to take that, and they're going to
mm-hmm.
use that for their own benefit. I was talking to AJ one day, and lunch was about to start. So I had to, kindergartners came in first. It was about 10 of them came running through the line. And I looked at him, I just started laughing. And I was talking to him, and then I directed each one of them to go back to the door and just show me how to walk. You know, it wasn't no getting mad at him. It wasn't no huffing and puffing. It was just like, okay, you know, Sally, go show me how to walk. James, go show me how to walk. And they just did like it wasn't nothing. You know, they came back, they got one. So when the teacher came in, she was like, wow, what'd you do to them? I didn't do anything to them. I just told them what to do, and they went and did it, you know. But when you lose your perspective of why you're really there, the kids
right.
pick up on that. And if they know
right.
you don't care, they're not going to care.
Right.
So you can get a child to do anything you want them to do. It's about how you approach them, how you treat that child
mm-hmm.
when you ask them. So I thank you for that, and it just... They're little people. They're little people with feelings, and we have to treat them as such.
Exactly.
We were there one time, and we knew how we wanted to be treated. So
right.
we have to treat them the same way.
And it goes back to what I say, my motto, trust, truth, loyalty, and respect. And that's all I told you on the phone. Like, you know, not only did you know every last one of their names, but it's the fact that you said, okay, y'all came in here running. You know y'all wrong. Go back to the door. And show me how to walk. And what I tell you, like, you know, nobody cussed you out. Nobody huffed and puffed. You ain't hear no disrespectful, nothing come out of none of those children. They, like I said, they all went right back to the door, and they did what they were supposed to do, and they walked because there's a no-running policy. And I said, that's, you know, you got to understand how not unusual that is, but most of the children nowadays, you know, call y'all kind of four-letter words,
mm-hmm.
you know, be real disrespectful. I'm going to tell my mom who you think you talk, all kind of stuff. And I ain't going to lie, when she started saying that, that's really, I was like, ooh, they about to get hurt. And like,
mm-hmm.
like, no, they all had, like, the utmost respect for her. And like I said, that's like, it goes back, it's that genuine love. It's that genuine,
it.
You know what I'm saying? That, like, the kids understand. You know what I'm saying? That I know that you mean the best for me. I know you have good intentions, and they understand
mm-hmm.
that. They just, you know, she just wants you to be respectful. Treat them with respect, and they should give you respect back. You know,
that's
earn
right.
their trust, and you earn their loyalty. You know,
that's
you
right.
earn their
mm-hmm.
respect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You be truthful that's with
it.
Them, they'll be truthful with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all
it's
for. Treat
that's
them
it.
Like you want to be treated.
Exactly.
They're little people with feelings just like us.
You want to be treated.
Yeah.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. It's a song out there. Feeling like you want to be treated.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so glad, you know, I'm so glad that Donnie, you know, you all seen Donnie in the video. And I'm just so glad that they can come home positive and not come home this. Miss Willie, you know, and they're just so joyful because they're willingness to want to learn. I got to do my homework. I got to do this. And the twins, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the love because, you know, when they took breath out of the school, so much turned around in our school system and so forth. But because they
they get that grounded, they're grounded at home, and then they get that grounded from teachers and faculty that are concerned because now they see the hurt and pain in our children and what they're striving for. You know, so it's just good. It's just good that you can be a parent and you go to work and then you come home and find your child in comfortable mode instead of in distraught mode. You know, it's so wonderful to see and their willingness to want to do their homework, to want to go to the library,
right,
to look up.
Right.
It's so phenomenal. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the love that our teachers have now, you know, that our teachers have. So I'm grateful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Well, DJ Tell, you back there, baby? Because
it's looking like it's about that time.
It's getting there. You have 9 minutes and 17, 15, 14, 13.
God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, the wisdom of the deaf. And the squad say.
And the church say,
Check.
The church
Six eyes, radio network. DJ ATL and the squad.
And don't you forget
that part. What she said. Good advice. Good sound advice, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so what everybody's got going on for tomorrow?
Well, I have some homework to finish, so.
Okay. Well, promo lead into. Don't forget tomorrow, 1:00.
Yes.
That's right.
Would somebody like to tell me? I don't know the exact name. I know it's Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is
correct.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Right. I don't know the name of the podcast, but tomorrow we will be celebrating Mr. Six Eyes' grandmother. Did I get it right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yeah. Correct. That's correct.
85.
I just know she turned
85.
85.
That's a blessing.
Blessing.
So make sure everybody tune in tomorrow. Somebody needs to give me the name, because I know certain people have names, correct? Isn't there a name?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
It's,
Sweepyhead. That's not the name of it. That's not the name of it, by the way.
That's contagious, yeah.
What is it? It's not. I guess it's just.
No, I thought maybe it might have been right there, DJ ATL would have, or maybe Six would have.
Jumped up there at that moment.
as many times as some of you have attended, you know, y'all winning all the games out here. That would be the corporate laughing. That would be the corporate laughing. You know, nice, though. In the name of Jesus, God is good.
Well, y'all know, too, the Bible trivia question is tomorrow, too. So,
okay.
You know, you remember
okay.
your answer. Remember your
okay.
answer.
Okay.
We ain't going to cheat. We ain't going to tell y'all.
What? Hey, Google, I can just, you know, y'all pressing mute. Hey, Google, what verse, what chapter?
Right.
Amen. I know people that do.
She came home and gave me chapter and verse about going to his place after a drink.
Now listen, I say now listen because I keep trying to tell Queen and she think I'm lying. You know, ever since I started the podcast and being a part of the podcast, like I'm really under surveillance. Like the Google really be listening. Nobody heard me say anything about Google. Nothing. I said verse and scripture, and it started talking about she gave him verse and script after she took him home. What the hell do that even mean? I don't know. But the fact that you listening
and give him a drink
and give him a
drink. You heard it. See,
saying.
I'm not lying. You heard
saying.
It for yourself.
Because I'm saying, like, what is he talking about?
Biblical Adam and Eve. You know, back then it was an apple, and now it's a drink. I didn't make it up. You heard it for yourself. I'm trying to tell you,
Chris,
in the world, I promise you. Now, those are the type of moments that I be trying to tell people. Like, if other people don't hear that, they won't believe you. They just won't believe you. You would never believe what my Google be doing just out the blue.
Okay. They could be doing the same thing. I don't even talking to them. They just start talking to you.
I told Queen I can't even be nice to mine no more. I've actually got to be aggressive and raise my voice. She think I'll be playing like, no, listen. I sit here trying to talk to it all nice and lovey to nothing. As soon as I get an attitude with it, it'll respond to me. It'd be crazy.
Yep. Sure.
And then when they get an attitude with you, they just sit there and act like,
They get that she attitude. She done sat here and heard me try to ask her stuff. And he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, listen, watch. We're going to get it. And it might take me like 15, 20 minutes. And I just keep trying different ways of asking. But eventually, 9 times out of 10, I get the answer I'm looking for. But it really depends upon how you present their question. I swear.
That's right.
Because they're making it harder to find the truth. They're making it harder to find the facts now. They're changing the whole matrix of this crisis.
Well, you all remember that story. It's been about 3 years ago, I think, where the Alexa solved a murder case.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Alexa told where the body was.
That's crazy. But, I mean, that's a good thing. But, I mean, that just lets you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mr. Six or Mr. DJ ATL is in the building.
Looking at my role,
it's about
I'm
that
here,
time.
I'm here,
okay.
Well, DJ, it's been wonderful. It's been great hanging out with you again. Glad we can help, sir, anytime. But the old clock of the wild says it's time to go home, y'all.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, y'all. Why?
Mr. DJ, ATL,
I got two
did you make
before
it home?
I go
did,
into my
did
overtime.
Did you make it home safely? Mr. DJ, ATL, did you make it home safely?
Hold on. Can you say it again? Speak one more time.
Did you make it home safely off of 285?
Oh, yes. I'm home now. I'm actually home in my studio. And, yes, I am definitely safe. And I know we're about to go into our bonus, so I'm going to go a little bit into our bonus hour. But I definitely appreciate you guys coming through. The squad definitely doing like y'all, let y'all guys know, live every Friday night on the Six Eyes Radio Network. They're joining me tonight. I hope to see them again sometime soon. They're
absolutely
great
sir.
To drop by.
And we hope to
Man,
see you over on Friday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna try to get
you have
in
an
this
open
Friday,
invitation.
Man.
Please
I'm gonna try
bring
to call
your lady
in.
Friend with you and have her
I'm
sing
gonna try
for
to call
us
in.
One time.
Yeah, definitely gonna call in.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And
all right.
One other thing I want to say is that you know there's a lot of things going on, and we just got this. You'll be hearing a lot of us on the Six Eyes Radio Network. There's a lot.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
also,
right.
I don't know if Mr. Six Eyes is still on or not, but he is definitely in spirit in here. I know he's somewhere listening right now to the show, and I know he enjoyed it. I appreciate all coming on. We got a chance to talk a little bit about the song Solo. We got a chance to hear another legendary great song, and I thought great. We got a chance to talk about music, mental health. We got also to send condolences out to some of the legendary people. One of the rappers got shot and killed, and also one of the legendary moms got killed. So those are things we definitely did touch on. Y'all touched on a little bit of mental health, which we definitely got to keep touching on that across the board, across the United States, because this is a big issue with all the gun violence and all the violence that's still going on in the world. So we definitely going to be still talking about mental health and definitely informing you guys with solutions. But I'm going to pass the ball back to AJ in the ball, because I'm going to try to stay on a little bit more alone.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, my bro. I got a hot date with a queen. They say we just want to come by, say hi, show you some love. You know, we heard that you was giving us a lot of love and shouting us off, so we wanted to come by, you know, reciprocate, you know, say hi, show you some love. You know, we appreciate you giving us some airtime and expressing ourselves and our thoughts and views. But we gonna let you finish and do your 1-2 now that you're home, and you say we just want to, you know, ride with you. We want to make sure that you made it home, you know, A-okay, everything was all right. You know, we heard about the two accidents, so we're glad that you didn't get involved in that, and hopefully the people that were involved in those accidents, we pray for them and hope that they're safe and everything is okay for them. But we're going to get up out of here. Like Queen said, we hope that you come through Fridays, 9 p.m. Come check us out, AJ and the Squad. Bring your lady friend with you. You know, tell her to come, you know, bless us with a song. We would greatly appreciate that. So, you know, take that into consideration. And once again, I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Six and, of course, 6 Hours Radio Network and Mr. DJ ATL Atlanta Style. And, of course, I want to say thank you for the squad, for being the squad. And, as always, adding the special qualities that you do, you know, doing what we do. You know, so I appreciate y'all. Squad.
Squad.
And I would definitely catch you.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll come by, sir, and slide through and check you out again, sir. All
right.
All right. All right. So, you know, like that, guys, I'm going to stick around a little bit longer to do some, try to play a little bit more music. But, guys, y'all definitely check out the squad again every Friday night here live on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So, anybody else have anything to say before they jump out? Because I know a lot of y'all finna jump out, so I want y'all all to say something before y'all get out.
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I tell God thank you just for another opportunity to sit at the table tonight, amen, and just to come, amen, and be a blessing, amen, just to be a comfort and an encouragement to you, DJ ATL, and definitely we appreciate it. Amen.
And
I'm Evangelist Clayton with 6 Eyes Radio, AJ, and the Squad. We love you, and there's nothing we can do about it. God bless you.
Anyone else have anything to say?
I think everyone else is out.
So I'm going to go ahead and play Tighten Up. I'm going to play a legendary song, guys. And any one of the guys out there in the network world, if you feel free, call 424-243-9617 here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network. I'm finna tighten it up with Archie and the Bells. Let's get it. Tight up.
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh
yeah. Time to bring an organ now.
Yeah, you do the time up. Yeah, now. I said if you can do it now, the show will be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it metal.
Just go ahead.
fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did.
Getting ready, so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never noticed. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches in here? They get a ball of fit, but they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dick until some meals appear. Like voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for files of reason, the bowls of baked ZD.
Oh, you fancy, huh? 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 Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my
LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my T.O. girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Say, go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, gigacilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go.
As we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off her foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did.
This is Chris Jasper of the Icy Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Woo! It's your boy DJ TL Larry Styles. We're getting them people up out of here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's right. We're ready to go. Bye-bye. Like I always tell everybody, don't never be afraid to tell people how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Yep, that's right. It's your boy DJ TLM Styles. We had a great night, man. We had the squad drop by. AJ and the squad dropped by, and the whole team. You know, we talked about a couple things. Also had Six drop by, too. So, next week going to be very special because we just released a whole bunch of new music, drops, and everything. But like I said again, I am about to be out. So, don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it. It's your boy DJ ATL Letter Styles. Now let's drop it. Let's go. The squad. We gonna do it all. That's what we doing. We out. See y'all next week.
It's your boy DJ ATL Letter Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Thank you.